Chris. Thanks, Chris.
So, from flutes to golf courses to same-sex marriage, that was geniusly. Now, look, you're a pioneer of open education. Your lecture series was one of the first to do it big. What's your vision for the next phase of this?
Well, I think that it is possible. In the classroom, we have arguments on some of the most fiercely held moral convictions that students have about big public questions. And I think we can do that in public life more generally. And so my real dream would be to take the public television series that we've created of the course, it's available now online, free for everyone anywhere in the world, and to see whether we can partner with institutions at universities in China, in India, in Africa, around the world, to try to promote civic education and also a richer kind of democratic debate.
So you picture at some point live in real time, you could have this kind of conversation inviting questions, but with people from China and India joining in.
Right. We did a little bit of it here with 1,500 people in Long Beach. And we do it in a classroom at Harvard with about 1,000 students. Wouldn't it be interesting to take this way of thinking and arguing, engaging seriously with big moral questions, exploring cultural differences, and connect through a live video hookup students in Beijing and in Mumbai and in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and create a global classroom? That's what I would love to do.
So I would imagine that there are a lot of people that would love to join you in that endeavor. Michael Sandel, thank you so much.